say, hands down, the 1980s is the definitive genre for the rock
band. I like
band.
How you appended 19, because we're definitely not talking about the 1880s.
Well, you know.
The music of the 1880s, while it had its time, the saloon music. Keep playing that piano. I'm trying to think of even one song
that you could.
Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling, Clementine. On Rock Band. I think it's because of the grandeur of them.
Everybody was trying to go.
Yeah, it's like what's like four out, solos you know? At once. It's like a vocal solo, three guitar solos, basses. Yeah, typically not doing all that much, but and then if there's a keyboard involved, yeah, and there's too much drumming.
But
always,
you know, it was the era of radio, and it was all about those choruses, just those
the sing along,
which is,
yeah,
which is why it's the only thing
the
you know.
Yeah.
It's I was telling Josh, and I'm gonna go ahead and turn the fan on. So if you hear this, there aren't that many of you, so I'm sorry, but it's hot in here. God, I can't turn that part on. the vibrates when you let it rotate. Anyway. We were going through the songs, and I was like, I only even know, like, the name of this song in the chorus. I don't know the whole chorus. Right. I can't do this. You know?
Can shout out the name when it comes up in the song.
But Sister Christian, I was like, yeah, I can fake it through Sister Christian. And
what?
Anyway, but you're getting the lyrics and reading. It's like you're reading them for the first time. It's like I had no idea that's what they were saying in the song. It'd be like doing Rock You Like a Hurricane. What's the verse to that? Nothing. It's nothing.
All I know is here I am.
Exactly.
Rock you like a hurricane.
I think the rest of the song is about jets flying overhead.
It's about.
I think that's actually what the song is
about. It's like 99 Luftballons.
That's why they use it all the time.
I am. Of course, they also learned their songs phonetically because they didn't speak English when they were recorded, the Scorpions. I feel like it's the same thing for me.
You're
trying to do their songs.
You're
in rock
just like
band.
Them.
Yeah. They might as well be in Swedish. I don't know what they're even fucking talking about. So we did Sister Christian, and it's unfortunate that Josh lives in an apartment, because when you're doing that, I would kind of like to turn that to a million.
Right.
Yeah. There is something like I'm really, really bad, despite the fact that I can play every instrument that Rock Band represents in real life. I can't do anything with a plastic guitar, but I find something so enthralling about singing those songs into that video game.
It's that ensemble.
I guess
you've got the
your powers
band
combined
there,
yeah. Make Bon Jovi's. You know,
I know they could have never
dead or alive.
I don't think they could have ever grasped that when making it, probably. But man, it's a lot of fucking fun.
Absolutely.
I do think it's kind of ridiculous that it's morphing into just playing the songs now for real. Like that seems kind of crazy.
You know that Rock Band's dead, or is it no
Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero's
dead. Well, the studio.
That's gone. It's dead.
Is gone.
It's
but don't
gone.
They still own themselves or something now?
I think Activision owns Guitar Hero, and basically what they did is they're taking a year off at least, and they've shut down the studio.
Shut it down.
I bet the brand's not.
I was really hoping for the,
this won't be the last Guitar Hero.
No.
I was kind of hoping for, like, you know, Trumpet Hero, you know, the
Accordion Hero.
1930s.
I was hoping for, like, Motorin' What's Your Price for Flight and Finding Mr. Right.
Hero.
Make It Home Tonight or something. I still don't know. I feel like he's saying, we're in the car.
Motorhead.
What do I have to do to fuck you tonight? As in, what's your price for flight?
That's exactly
what
it is. Yeah.
And then Finding Mr. Right, I guess, is him. Or he's possibly giving his little sister advice about not fucking the guy quite yet.
I thought he was talking about his penis.
Maybe he's putting her on the street.
Maybe he's a pimp.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But Black Dynamite, I give drugs to the community.
I am actually got there.
Chocolate Giddy,
that one should be louder.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
Freeze turkeys.
That was my favorite part of the last episode. When you need your turkey to stay cold, you gotta
freeze turkeys.
Yeah. That's so good.
Fiend is Dr. Wu. Get on fucked up now.
Love that. God damn, I want to go watch that right now. So we're going to talk about the Razzie Awards.
The Razzie.
Can I point out that I have seen that movie?
The Razzies?
You've seen Black Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that seems weird for you to have seen something. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Just want everybody to know that.
Oh, God damn it. Piece of shit.
What happened?
I'm using the free version of this better browser, which apparently closed everything I had open.
It's not that better now.
Its betterness is in question.
Mm-hmm.
Razzie, not dazzle, every time.
Razzie dazzle.
See, I want to do razzle dazzle down.
Nerdum number your brain. Hello, my baby.
Hello, my honey.
Speaking of singing like that, did you see that Seth MacFarlane has an album of
crooning? Holy shit, did you see him perform
on Conan? I can't say I want to listen to it, but he's good at it.
He's good. Yeah.
Real goddamn good at it. Apparently, he does that at all of his house parties. His house, by the way, is a gigantic X-Men mansion.
Is it really?
And,
he lives in Tony Stark's house, doesn't he?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And
I would, too, if I voiced all those damn characters.
He opened new tab. Okay. He has this amazing house. He has these parties there. And I've seen people, like, on Twitter tweet pictures from the house. He'll have, like, a bar made of ice and, like, just all kinds of crazy shit. And then he gets up and performs with, like, a 30-piece swing orchestra or whatever, jazz orchestra. And
that's pretty awesome. I mean... I can't speak about the guy's character because obviously I don't know him and don't know much about him. But you know, for all his success and to be able to do whatever he wants to do, like
making the dream happen,
you gotta wonder. I mean, has the crooning dream been the main thing he's really cared about the whole time?
I think so. I mean, he wouldn't go through all that trouble to just because he thought it would be fun,
right?
Oh fuck! I didn't restart the. This thing.
The backup.
Oh, well. I'll just have to cut out the second half of it. Yeah, but I mean, like, he was kind of fantastic.
Whoa. What in the fart?
Amazing.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's going to be really loud. I wanted to see how this worked on the podcast. See.
Testing.
Is it tuning or no?
Hello?
Testing. I don't think this is actually doing it's supposed to. No. Let's see.
Was that an auto tuner?
Yeah.
Your motor ran!
No. Is this it?
Motor ran!
No. I don't know how this thing works. I've never used it before. Let's see. Hello! You can't just talk into it. You have to,
provide melody.
You have to sing into it.
That is not a true auto-tuner.
No, it works when it's working. I just don't remember how to get it to work. It's actually kind of terrifying how well it works. Oh, maybe I should get away...
Just here, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Maybe I should get away from the mic.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
Your motorhead. What's your prize for flight?
Mr. Right, y'all.
Take what? You home tonight.
Oh.
That's awesome. I'm going to do that for the rest of the show. And I'm going to mix it with a little Bieberbot. Your motor ran! Bieberbot.
It's like an army of Bieberbots there.
I really like this. You guys do whatever it is you want to do. I'm going to be over here. Doing this. What was the other song that we did? There was a couple that I turned down for the fucking
That Huey Lewis song from Back to the Future.
Power of Love.
That's Power of Love. Power of Love.
I realized that was the only part of it I knew. That's the power of love. And that was it.
Don't need money.
Sure, that sounded familiar. I guess I'll go ahead and...
Okay. Next terminate.
I'll go ahead and stop doing that now. But...
That's the power! That's the power, Shawty! The power of love, Shawty! That's pretty awesome.
I'm so glad I didn't pull this out on the real show because it's all I would have done. What's another good 80s song that needs to be auto-tuned?
Hmm. There's like a whole... slew of like YouTube videos.
Who rock you like a hurricane? Shout out.
That was good.
You gotta throw the shorty in at the end.
Yeah. That's how you know.
Pretty much.
That's how you realize, yeah. That's how you realize that anyone with this could have been this guy.
Right.
The first guy to do this was the guy that got to do this. T-Pain, yep. Is just this, nothing else. Let's see, we got that, we got the power of love.
You know any Peter Cetera?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Make like some
a
up.
Knight,
yeah.
In shining armor from a long time ago.
Oh, here, you do it.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Now you fucked everything up. God damn it.
Go for it. Hello. Oh.
Like a knight in shining armor from a long time ago.
Shawty.
Shawty.
You gotta finish it or we don't. You have to punctuate it or we don't know.
Shawty.
Oh my god.
Oh, shit.
Shawty.
Give me that.
That's fun.
Give me another one. I need another one.
Shit. Damn it.
It's impossible to think of now. Oh, you know what I've got? I've actually got a list of...
movie 80s movie songs?
Well, sort of. I've got a list of all of the... Billboard Top 100? Billboard Top 100. Let's see if it keeps going or not. I hope the uncut worked, because I'll have to splice it in for this. Oh, I'm so glad I started doing the backups. Okay, so... let's see... this is like 83, 84, 85 in this neighborhood. Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now. That's pretty good.
How about a little tribute to a new nation, a newly reborn nation, and Walk Like an Egyptian.
Like a free Egyptian.
Yeah. Walk freely.
A democratic walk. Those, like a free Egyptian.
All those, all the lyrics are about like cops and donut shops and mm-hmm. weird
and
shit.
And the cops and the donut shops. And
yeah.
We got the beat, we got the beat, we got the beat, Shawty.
That's a good one. Some Air Supply.
It's got to be some Michael Jackson on that list.
It almost seems self-defeating to do Mr. Roboto on this.
Domo
Arigato. The way it was meant to be. Domo
Arigato, Mr. Shawty Roboto. I got a secret that I've been hiding.
I think the trick is you need to actually purposely sing out of tune for it to fix.
I think if you just keep going up and down.
Right, just vary your pitch.
In false runs. Because I can't do a run, so it'll force one no matter what, as long as I just go higher and lower. That's pretty awesome. Let's see. Loverboy, Billy Ocean. That's pretty good.
Uptown Girl.
Dakota Sons in Town.
Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Shawty.
Oh my god. Shebop, that's a good one.
Shebop, heebop, weebop. Talking about touching my gooch, Shawty.
Let's see. I hope the nine people that hear this are really appreciating it. Sister Christian hit top 40. Hey, look at that.
Oh, can you do a little Tears for Fears?
Like what? Like from the Breakfast Club?
Anything from Tears for Fears. Like,
what was that one big song? Everybody wants to rule the world. Shall I? Shall I? Shall I? Let's see. Stupid ass song. Here's a band called Champagne. Just sing that over.
You could just sing Champagne.
Popping bottles. And popping bottles. You're too shy, shy. I just want life. Champagne. Sharif don't like it. Rockin' the gas bar. Rockin' the gas bar. Oh, okay, I need one more, and we have to stop doing this, or I'm going to die. I'll just wait till you guys leave, and I'll just keep doing this.
Just replace the entire content of the podcast. No,
I think this will do. I think this will work. I'll just keep going through this list. Let's see. Culture Club. Well, see, now I'm going lower. I'm getting into, like, the 60s, top 60. I might not actually know anything.
Do any little George Michael?
Like father figure or something?
Some Wham?
Yeah.
Wake me up before you don't go. Leave me hang around like a yo-yo. Shawty, give me all that yo-yo. Popping bottles of Cristal, Shawty. The shawty in question, this song is a man. Shawty, choose life.
It's not really era appropriate, but how about some Queen?
Would be the worst possible Queen song to auto-tune. Under pressure!
Aw. That is era appropriate.
Ding, 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 ding.
Princess of the Universe there.
Ooh.
Flash alone! Savior of the universe, Johnny. Ding, 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 ding. Flash! Wow! He'll save every one of us, Johnny. He'll save you too, Bobby.
There's never ever going to be another comic drawn ever again. This is gonna be Joel doing this.
Popping bottles of champagne, Flash saves of the universe. It would be super cool if this was like hooked up wrong and none of this was making it up.
Just you.
Yeah. Actually, I think that would be fantastic. We are the champions, my friends.
That's good.
We'll keep on fighting, Shawty. Till the end of the bottles of champagne in the VIP. There was a guy on the Comedy Death Ray podcast. I can't remember who did it, but he like got this app, played a beat, and he did like a 4-minute song where he talked about popping bottles, top models in the VIP or something like that.
Mm.
And it would wane from like too much to then funny again after like the 4th minute of like popping bottles with top models in the VIP. You realize how stupid that fucking music is.
Elvira.
My heart is on fire for Elvira. Should I?
You know, yeah, you kind of got something there. Let's just need a beat.
God. Auto-tuning the worst songs ever. Okay, I'm done with this. Not really.
Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba, mow, mow.
Elvira! Mow, mow!
Giddy up!
Exterminate Elvira! Mow, mow!
Beedy, 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 beedy.
Yes. There's some, definitely some Buck Rogers shit going on here.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the most fun I've ever had, so... I'm happy that was committed to recording. Keep an eye on this and see if it flakes out. I feel like it's going to again. Whatever. Okay, Razzie Awards, and then we're done. Jesus Christ.
Oh, we haven't done those no. yet.
Listen. I think that was enough. So if there's nothing here...
we're going to go through speed court.
I feel like I need to cut out a piece of that and add it to the end of the show so people can see yeah. why they need to donate.
You need a little tease. You got to tease it.
Elvira.
You should just re-edit something brand new that never actually happened out of bits and pieces of the uncut
yeah,
stuff.
Right. Absolutely. I feel like I don't care enough about this anymore to even go over it.
All right.
Well, so, what are some of the highlights?
Okay, let's look. Well, basically, it's not even highlights because you know these movies are bad. You're basically just going to have to say, I guess, what your pick would be.
Yep, they're
bad. Worst picture, The Bounty Hunter. Never heard of that.
Oh, that was with Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler.
Oh,
what's
his name? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, and 300, right. Yep. Yep. Leonidas. The Last Airbender, which yeah. I, what I've heard what, so far.
Didn't that come out like 2 years ago or something?
No, it was last year.
Beginning of last year. What I've heard so far is that it surpassed, it's so far beyond... So bad it's good. It's just right. so bad it's so bad. So
well,
bad.
I heard a lot of nonsense well,
it's,
with
it's
all these.
It's bad in a way that's not redeeming.
Right. Like there's no entertainment value.
It's offensive.
Even words, for the wrong seriously. Reasons. Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
Well, I heard it was offensive to the hardcore fans. They're like, there were people crying
oh,
when they left the theater.
Like, for the fact that it's it one of the most beloved like animated series the last yeah. like 5-10 years. And like they even like they pronounced everyone's name wrong in it.
And they also like, said they like whiteified everything.
Well, sure.
Too.
That was it, yeah. I think that's that was pretty obvious. Yeah. I mean Sex in the City 2, who gives a shit?
That was
Twilight Eclipse and Vampires Suck.
I'm oh, it's
only
one of those
vaguely familiar.
Wayans brothers.
Okay, one of those like of those. Worst movie
scary
movies.
Yeah,
I see.
I saw that.
Then you got worst actor Jack Black in Gulliver's Travels.
Wow, did that come out already?
Gerard Butler in The Bounty Hunter. Kutcher in Killers and Valentine's Day. They give him a double bill. Taylor Lautner in Twilight. I've seen him on screen before. The werewolf kid. He's got that
wolfiness about him.
No, he's got that
lupine
Clark
sensibility.
What's Clark's name from Smallville? What's his real name? Tom Welling.
Tom Welling.
He's got that Tom Welling quality where his expression never changes, no matter what's
and
going
it's,
on.
It's the same expression.
Vapid.
Correct.
They it's both the, have the.
You know what's actually kind of sort of hacky about this, but I remember it. There was an episode of Friends where Joey talked about how to do soap opera acting, and he called it "smell the fart," and
yeah,
the look on your face is. Just kind of squinty, kind of nose turned up, like you just smelled a fart. And they both do that.
Right.
And with those wolf senses, you'd smell it from far away. So
yeah. Can't get away from it.
Robert Pattinson, also from Twilight. I don't know. He probably did all right for what he had
what he was
with
given.
That. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Worst actress, Jennifer Aniston. That Bounty Hunter movie must have been terrible.
Somebody didn't like it.
Miley Cyrus was in a movie, apparently. All of the Sex and the City girls are nominated as one worst actress.
That's about right.
Megan Fox and Jonah Hex, Kristen Stewart and Twilight. Worst supporting, I don't give a shit, I didn't see any of these. Worst eye gouging misuse of 3D. New category. Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. Is that even a real thing?
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's like the fifth in the line of that franchise.
Clash of the Titans, The Last Airbender. I heard the effects in The Last Airbender, even though they were like billion-dollar effects, they were awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The trailer looked good in terms of effects.
I think that was supposed to be all of it.
That was it.
Yeah.
They just used the same shots.
Okay, there's a podcast you might enjoy. It's pretty new. Paul Scheer from Human Giant does it. It's called How Did This Get Made? They've done four episodes about just horrible movies and how bad they are. Basically, in the middle of the week, they tell you what movie they're going to watch, so you can watch it if you want to. Then they make fun of it for about half an hour. Their last one was Last Airbender, and they said, first of all, Not only is every element of the movie bad, but like even the places where it could be amazing, like cool kung fu fight sequences and airbending and waterbending and shit, were all preceded by a guy doing like 8 minutes of Tai Chi, and then he could like firebend. So it wasn't like shoot fire. It was like pose. Everyone be still. I got to pose. Okay. Okay. And then I'm going to do like a crane. And then I got, okay, the downward facing dog. And then
the whooping cough.
Yeah. And then also budget was $150 million. It made over $300 million. It is a smash success. And it's one of the lowest rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes on the whole thing.
Well, right. It had a built-in audience in there. That's why everyone was crying.
Had a built-in audience of people hoping it would be like the cartoon, I'm
so
sure.
It was the biggest ripoff, in other words.
They could have could have made a two-hour cartoon and had just as much success.
Yeah, absolutely. And less than $150 million.
Right. And given me the rest, please.
I mean, that's how that works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have a good idea to save Hollywood money, they just give you all the rest of the money they would spend.
I think so,
yeah. Okay, good.
It's like, hey, good job.
Worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel? Clash of the Titans, Airbender, Sex and the City 2, Twilight, Vampire Suck. It's just like the same movies over and over. I didn't see any of those. Part of me kind of wants to sit through Airbender just to kind of know.
Yeah.
But everything I've read or heard is like, no, don't. You'll want the 2 hours back.
Have you seen the original cartoon?
I've seen maybe a whole episode once. It's one of those things that's like, it's all on Netflix. I kind of want to just throw it on and watch it while I'm working or something.
Yeah.
Blow through the whole series.
When that movie came out and all the uproar happened with everyone being, you know, sad and angry about it, and everyone was saying, oh, well, they just ruined such a awesome, you know, piece of, you know, creative, you know, story and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I got to watch this shit then. And I tried watching it and.
Not that great?
It was just slow.
And would it be great if you were 14 or 12?
If I were 12, it'd probably be the shit. But as an adult, I mean...
I'm digging that new Young Justice.
How is that?
I like it a lot. It's good. I like all the DC animated stuff.
When do they show that? Right. Is that on Saturday nights or something?
My TiVo grabs it about once a week, and then I watch it, so I have no idea. They did a two-part miniseries, and then they've done maybe three episodes since then. And I'll tell you, I loved Justice League, JLU, all of the Batman incarnations, Superman not as much, but still good. And so I, even though this isn't the same thing, or it's not done the same by the same people, it was created by Alex Kurtzman and Robert Orci from Star Trek.
Oh.
Fucking all, or Orci, or however you say his name.
Orci, yeah.
Man, it's awesome. I like it. It's not like, oh my God, this is amazing, but it's like, I miss Justice League, so this is enough.
Is Bruce Tim involved at all?
I don't think so.
Really?
I feel like he's not. Hmm. I'll tell you if he is. Let's find out. And that'll
be give him a call.
That'll be our last thing. Give him a call. And, Godless Sodomite, Bruce Tim. wait, no, it doesn't work that way. I don't get to just call anyone that. Let's see. Yeah, that guy. And Paul Dini and whatnot. All those guys are great. Yeah. Let's see. B-R-U. Bruce Wayne is involved. I know that.
Mm. Master Wayne.
One thing that's interesting.
Master Bruce.
Master Bruce.
Master Wayne.
Gonna want to get some more insurance for your Batmobile, Master Bruce.
You got that too short. It goes very Pee Wee Herman when he's in his movie in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Like that. When he's the bellman.
Yeah.
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman. That's almost Al Gore.
Yeah.
It's
paging
close.
The internet. Paging. Mr. Internet.
Let me send a fax to the internet. What?
That's something you can do because I invented it. Bruce Timm. Let's look at his total filmography. Last thing. Wait, let's see. What would he be most known for? Producer?
Creating the Flaming Sea, the Conan O'Brien superhero.
What is that? Green Lantern, the animated series 2011 is apparently a real thing.
Hmm.
Batman Year One is coming to video 2011. Interesting.
Nice.
Another Green Lantern video. All-Star Superman 2011.
Yeah, I think they said Nathan Fillion is actually going to be voicing Green Lantern in the show.
He is.
Yeah.
Or in one of these specials, I believe. I think it's just in the next animated special. Superman, Batman, Apocalypse. That was pretty good. I saw that. I watched Under the Red Hood. I liked it.
Yeah, so what'd you think?
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good, right, for what it was?
I actually thought, were it a movie, it was very well acted.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked Bender as the Joker.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
It was basically half Mark Hamill, half Heath Ledger.
Exactly. I didn't care for how he looked, because they were trying to do a Heath Ledger look.
Yeah, they were.
But I did like Bender's portrayal.
And
Joe's
I liked that it was written in the Mark Hamill Joker voice, in that you're beating me and I'm laughing.
It's that same personality.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're all going to die. Here's some jokes. I'm not even going to try and get out of it. You know, like,
yeah, when they're in that room and it's like, come on, we're all, you pick one.
Yeah, you know? I liked that. And it's got that Heath Ledger edge to it, where it's like, I don't even care. Chaos, let's just go for it. Let's fuck shit up, you know?
There's no agenda. There's no motive. It's
The cartoons with the Mark Hamill Joker weren't that brutal, obviously, because they were for kid audience. But
still, there were some episodes, just looking back, it's like, wow, that was...
Well,
that,
even,
this
even
this
when they
children's
did,
television.
Right. Even when it got crazy in the movie, the Batman Beyond movie, they censored it out. And it was so fucking lame. I saw the original first.
Yeah, where he shoots and kills him.
Yeah, downloaded a tiny, tiny, tiny MOV of it, like pre-broadband days.
Yeah.
I dialed up a probably 180 meg version of that movie and watched it full screen on my 15-inch monitor and loved it. And then I eventually got the DVD, and it was the censored one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. He, like, kind of accidentally slips and falls and electrocutes himself.
Yeah.
And the whole weight of the story is just blown away, but
it takes away from it kills it. It totally castrates.
But I dug Under the Red Hood. I thought it had kind of like lukewarm reviews, but I mean, I thought you were supposed to not know it was Tim Drake until the end, and, or Jason, until the end. And then you pretty much figured out about 10 minutes into it. But I figured it out from the trailer.
You figure out from the cover of the damn,
you know, I don't
TV,
know.
Yeah. The opening sequence, though, you know, with Ra's al Ghul and everything, that was cool.
Yeah. You know? I thought all that was really cool. Yeah. I liked his little bit part in it. I every time they bring back Kevin Conroy, I'm happy. The times they don't, I'm less happy. All the voice acting was good. Neil Patrick Harris was really good in it.
Yeah.
Who else was in that? Anyway, yeah, that was a big recommendation, and it's free on Netflix right now, so I definitely would recommend it. I've enjoyed all of their... See, I never read DC as a kid, but I love their animated stuff, and their animated stuff is way better than the Marvel specials. Marvel put out, like, the Ultimates. It was okay. The second one was kind of suck. The Black Panther was kind of no good. The Hulk wasn't very good. Hulk versus Wolverine wasn't very good. And then they did... the guys, Doctor Strange, I didn't really care for. I liked their CG Iron Man series, the young Iron Man thing. That was pretty cool. But all of DC's animation, and they seem to be really focusing on like four or five of them a year. So it's like a lot is coming out. But I liked it all. I don't know. Let's see what else he's done. I watched he produced Green Lantern First Flight. I watched that. That was pretty decent.
That was fun.
Man, everything he has done has the word Batman, Superman, or Green Lantern in it pretty much entirely. Until you get to like Pinky and the Brain. That was just art department.
We all got to start somewhere.
Oh my God. His first gig in the art department was G.I. Joe Revenge of Cobra. I think that was the one where they cloned Hitler and made Serpentor.
They got a little bit of Hitler,
little
Genghis
Khan,
little
snake venom, little snake, little rattlesnake.
Yeah,
shake it all up.
Little tequila.
You put it in a centrifuge for a while, and then inject it into a thing. I don't know. Okay, so I think that's plenty, especially with the musical part of our
interlude.
So anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. Thank you for subscribing, your donation. I will probably only ever do the auto-tuned stuff for the rest of the foreseeable future. I mean, I can't see coming back from that. So.
Episode 80, all auto-tuned.
The 100% auto-tuned version. We'll see you next time.